The Rescued Puppy, written by Holly Webb and read by Phyllida Nash.
Chapter 1. I still think the blue lead was better, Adam said, staring down at Lucky's new lead with his arms folded and a sulky expression on his face.
No, Red looks lovely with his fur. If you hadn't spent all your pocket money on sweets, you could have bought the new lead, Georgia pointed out. This is Lucky's first proper walk. Do you want Mum to say we can't go because we're fighting? She will, you know.
Oh, all right, Adam muttered. Then he grinned at his twin sister. I don't think you're going to be able to get the lead on him anyway.
Lucky, Georgia and Adam's cocker spaniel puppy, was dancing around Georgia's feet, squeaking and yipping with excitement.
Lucky, keep still, Georgia giggled, trying to hook the lead onto his collar. Look, we won't ever get to go out on the walk if you won't let me clip this on.
Are you two ready yet? Mum came into the hallway. Where are we going for this special walk?
The park. The woods.
Georgia and Adam spoke at the same time and Mum sighed.
I think Adam's probably got the best idea this time, Georgie. The woods might be a bit tiring for Lucky on his first big walk. The paths are so narrow and there's lots of scrambling over fallen trees and things. Let's get him used to something easier first.
Georgia sighed. I suppose so. I bet he'll love the woods when he's a bit bigger, though.
Oh! Quickly she clipped the lead onto Lucky's collar while the puppy was distracted looking at Mum. There! Now we're ready.
Lucky pulled excitedly at the new lead, twirling himself round Georgia's ankles. He had been on a lead before for his trips to the vet and the puppy parties that he'd been to get used to other dogs, but it was still very exciting. He could feel that Georgia and Adam were excited about something too, and he couldn't stop jumping up and down. Adam and Georgia had got Lucky 2 months before as a joint 9th birthday present. They had been trying to persuade their parents to get a dog for ages, but Mum and Dad had only just decided that they were old enough. Luckily, Georgia and Adam had agreed that they would really love a spaniel. One of their friends at school, Max, had a gorgeous black cocker spaniel called Jet, and they both loved to play with him when Max's mum brought him to pick up Max after school. Georgia and Adam's mum had asked where Jet had come from, and Max's mum had given her the name of the cocker spaniel breeder. She told them the puppies were all properly looked after and used to children. But when Georgia and Adam's mum rang up, there was only one 10-week-old puppy left, and no new litter was expected for ages. So the whole family had driven straight round to see him. At first, all they could see was the puppy's mum, lying on a fluffy blanket. She was the most beautiful golden and white spaniel with the longest, silkiest ears they'd ever seen.
Oh, wow, Georgia breathed. Can we stroke her?
Lara, the breeder, nodded. Just gently, though. You have to be careful with mother dogs when they've got their puppies with them. Adam frowned.
But she hasn't. I can't see a puppy.
Georgia grabbed his hand.
Look, she said in an excited whisper. I've just spotted him. He's fast asleep, snuggled up right next to her. He's gorgeous.
Adam leaned over.
I thought that was his mum's tail, he admitted. He's really cute and tiny.
Lara laughed. You should have seen him when he was born. He isn't really that small, to be honest. I think his mum's sitting on him.
Georgia knelt down to get a closer look. Yes, she is.
Doesn't he mind?
No, he's all warm and cosy. He likes being the only pup left. It means he gets all the attention from his mum and us lot. He's going to want loads of cuddles if you take him home.